We're going to talk about the issue of unemployment right now during this particular portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Julio Gonzalez, who's the CEO and founder of Engineered Tax Services. Julio, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. In the last year, we experienced this incredible upheaval with COVID-19, all the different shutdowns and so forth. And now here we are in, this is being recorded in June 2021. Mm-hmm. Here we are. And a lot of businesses are struggling to hire people. There's just not enough employees to go around. And yet there's a lot of people who are unemployed. So let's talk about unemployment right now.
Yeah, I mean, really a situation economically of supply and demand, right? And there's tremendous supply of jobs right now, but the demand is not there, even though there's still high unemployment. Because why? I mean, because we know that a lot of people are getting the checks from the government to stay home, basically, in essence, for unemployment. And, you know, the New York Times reported today that a lot of families received over $100,000 over the last 12 months to basically, you know, stay at home and not work. And so when you have child credits, you have education credits, you have unemployment credits, you have PPP, you get a lot of things that ultimately dissuade people from going back to work.
That's amazing. And what's scary, though, this is not sustainable. I mean, you just can't keep this up forever, right? I mean, where does this money come from?
Yeah, well, I mean, really, where does it come from? It comes from two sources, right? It's either the taxpayers that pay in the money, right, or they print the money. That's the only way they get money, right? So it comes from those two sources, and it's not sustainable. But Biden, you know, in his new tax infrastructure bill, wants to make a lot of these payments to the families permanent. He wants to make unemployment permanent. He wants to make the child tax credit payments that are going to the families permanent. Now, I don't think that can ultimately get done, right? Because we can't continue to print money. We can't continue to raise taxes. That's the only way they're going to get more money from the taxpayers. But ultimately, what this does is create hyperinflation, much higher interest rates as we're already seeing. And then ultimately, you have no jobs because you have no small business.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing. I read a statistic recently where it said something like 38% of small businesses went out of business just in the last year or so. Is it really that bad?
It really is that bad because, you know, and it really is geographic because a lot of the states just didn't open up. I mean, I don't think we see that so much in Florida and Texas. I think a lot of businesses were able to stay open, especially in the service industry, the restaurants, the hotels. But in states where it was completely locked down and still, in many states, still locked down, even though we have the vaccine spread out, you know, how can you continue to stay open when you have no customers because it's locked down and you can't open up? I mean, it's just been so difficult. And unfortunately, I think those numbers are correct. And now, you know, when you're getting federal support to stay home, how does a business open up coming out of this pandemic when you have, you know, inflation, hyperinflation on wages, right? Because you can make more money to stay home. Uber drivers can stay home and make more money, right? And so we're seeing even that effect.
Wow. I read that there was a McDonald's where they're literally giving people $50 certificates or something like that if they'll come in for a job interview, just the interview itself, not to be hired, but just to, you know, for the interview.
And then ultimately, who does that hurt, right? Because then the prices at McDonald's and all these fast food restaurants goes up. And then how do we afford that, right? Because we're being paid to stay home, but we're not going to get a raise to stay at home, right? I mean, those payments aren't going to go up. We're not going to get annual raises. How are you going to keep up with inflation? You can't. And then ultimately, that's where it really crashes. And then you look at the, you know, he wants to inject the higher tax rates. So a small business having to pay more in, you know, wages and supply costs, right? The supply costs have gone up because there's no supply, because there's no workers. And then you have higher income tax rates, higher payroll tax rates, higher capital gains rates. How does a small business come out of this?
Yeah, I agree. So what are really the solutions? I mean, obviously there's a solution in 2022 at the polls, if it's counted correctly, you know, in 2024, et cetera.
Sure.
But in the meantime, what can we do?
Well, you know, I think what we have to do is to avoid all this, right? We only have to get one Democratic senator to say no to all this foolishness, right? We have a few that are liberal but somewhat conservative, and they don't want to go back to their communities and say, I've doubled your taxes, I've increased your wages, I've increased inflation, I've increased interest rates. And so, you know, we have to stay strong and continue to advocate in our local communities with our local politicians and tell them that this is just not acceptable and that there's no way we can come back from this. And, you know, it really starts at a local effort. But I think ultimately we just have to convince one of them not, you know, not to vote for all this stuff. And I think we will. And ultimately, I think we'll prevail. Tax reform is hard to get done. Bills are hard to get done, even when you do have the numbers. But they only have it by the slimmest of margins. So, you know, we got to continue to get the education out, do what you do, which is providing this education through your program. And hopefully people are listening and, you know, they take it up locally.
You know, it's interesting that, Donald Trump was so vilified by so many. And yet it seems to me, and you've even pointed this out, that under Trump, the economy was good, and especially as far as employment, including employment for blacks and other minorities.
You know, the lowest unemployment rate ever for minorities, for blacks, for Hispanics. And that was tremendous. And we had the highest stock market of all time, right? So he did that. We had the best GDP and all of that, too. And we were more money was going to the IRS. The IRS was actually had the highest collections ever because we had the lowest income tax rates, because with that, small businesses could expand, they could hire people, they could invest, and then every dollar is working, and it's working towards more collections as well. Now he wants to reverse all that, right, and says, no, we're going to raise the tax rates. We're basically going to end small business and employment there, and we're going to create this dependency on the taxpayers to the non-taxpayers.
You know, talk for a moment, if you would, about small businesses. It's my understanding that in the last couple decades, small businesses have really been the place where a lot of really important things have been happening in America in terms of, you know, new employees, new opportunities being created, et cetera. How important is small business to America?
It's vital. It's vital. It's the lifeblood of our system. And when you're a small business owner, your partner is the government. And with President Trump, that partnership was a great one. Low income tax rates, less regulation. We were able to expand the economy. We were able to create tremendous jobs. And small business made up all these innovations here in the country and created all the jobs. And that's why we had the lowest unemployment. Now they want to shut all that down, bring back the regulations. You know, he signed all these executive orders to basically kill small business and then create this hyper tax inflation that he wants to get through the infrastructure bill. And how can any small business in that kind of partnership where, you know, I read this morning that under the Biden plan, 60% of every dollar you make as a small business owner would go back to the government. Now, think about this. Wow. If you make a dollar, you can spend it, you can save it, or you can invest it. Now, investing is the most riskiest that you can do with that dollar.
Yeah.
And so a small business owner is basically an investor investing in himself. But when that risk is so high that 60%, 62% of your dollar is going back to the government, that's too big of a risk, and you can't take that risk. So it shuts down small business, right? We stop becoming a country of small business owners with risk takers, right, because there's just no benefit to it. And that's what he's trying to accomplish.
That's scary. I mean, that's don't they have anybody with brains in the administration to realize these kinds of things? I don't get it.
You know, it doesn't feel like it, right? I mean, it feels like, you know, there's a different agenda here. But, you know, listen, I stay positive. I mean, again, we just have to divert one vote on the Senate side to accomplish, you know, a standoff and get to 2022, like you said, right? So, you know, because I'm sure most people, you know, when they voted for Biden, maybe it was a vote just against Trump, right? But here's the thing. I mean, when you're seeing your gas prices double, your food prices triple, transportation go way up, and you see all these things around you, I think you'd start to take notice and say, this doesn't work, right? And I'm can't get a job anymore because the jobs are going away because we basically shut down the small business sector.
Do you think that as far as the unemployment being relatively high now, do you think that in some cases people really do want to get a job? It's just they're being too picky about the kind of job they want? Or do you think that they feel like, oh, no, you know, I've gone this far without having to work. You know, why should I go out and work real hard? And by the way, what would you actually say to those who are kind of like, in effect, coasting on other people's sweat and labor and, you know, not choosing to go back to look even for a job?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think they are coasting. I think it is the latter. And I think for people that are doing that, I think ultimately they put themselves in a very bad position because, you know, Santa Claus goes away eventually, right? And this isn't going to continue to be free handouts. And that is going to stop. There's no doubt this stops in 2022, and it's probably going to stop here relatively soon. Most of the governors are shutting it down at the state level. So you're not going to see it at the state level because the states don't want to match this and don't have the budget for it. And I think ultimately when you're an employer and you're looking at someone and you're interviewing them and you're like, well, why didn't you work? There's a lot of jobs. You just coasted. That's not the guy you're going to hire. And so I think you're making yourself a target for not being hired.
Wow. Yeah, you know, you mentioned governors. Governor DeSantis of Florida, our state, he said something like about 2 or 3 months ago, okay, folks, the gravy train's, you know, going to stop now because we got to get back to work. You know, we're coming out of this COVID-19.
He's done a masterful job. I mean, to think he was, you know, one of the few governors that really, for the most part, didn't shut down an economy here in Florida and allowed Florida to come back much quicker. And look at that. I mean, you know, and what happened? Everyone from New York, from Northeast came here, right? They're moving and leaving New York because New York never opened up. They had no chance to get jobs again, open up business. And they came here and less tax, less regulation. And so people will move. But let's use that example from a federal level, right? So if Biden says, well, listen, we're going to raise the income tax rates and regulation. Well, it didn't work in New York. It didn't work in California. And the businesses will go offshore again, right? And they won't go to the G7 or the G20, you know, countries. They'll go to the other countries where there's low income tax rates, a lot of employment incentives. And they did that already. We brought them back with President Trump because we got low income tax rates. We removed regulation, and that helped as well. But they'll go right back, and I think they're already starting to do that. I think we're starting to see that already.
Yeah, you know what's scary, though, going back to the voters that move, let's say, from California or from New York, and then they come to places like Florida or Texas or North Carolina, and then they turn around and they vote for the same kind of politics that, you know, troubled and plagued the very places from which they came. So it's like, can't you realize this? There is no such thing as a free lunch.
It's so true. And, you know, I had a dinner with Wilbur Ross last week. And, you know, Wilbur Ross, you know, did a great job under the cabinet for President Trump. But what he said, again, was, you know, politics is very local. So if they're moving into your community, invite them over. Educate them on why, you know, Florida is such a great state and why the politics here are good and why we don't want you to bring your politics here and why you want to, you know, be more thoughtful about, you know, moving here and the politics here. So I think that's good. I mean, listen, I think it's good to just continue to create that education here. We don't have the media per se, right? So, yeah. You know, bringing people in, those grassroots, you know, when I was with Nigel Farage a couple of weeks ago, you know, he's doing a great job for President Trump going throughout the states and doing that grassroots and giving a positive message, you know, that we've got to, you know, we can't, no country can survive these kind of escalating income tax rates and inflation.
All right, Julio, thanks so much for being with us. Julio Gonzalez, his website for more information is engineeredtaxservices.com. Thank you, Julio. All the best.
Oh, all the best to you. Thank you so much.